welcome to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad, where Chad tells us why he's a treacherous bitch.
Hey, man, everyone needs a side chick and a main chick.
So which one am I, then?
You're the main chick. The other podcasts, you know, they're side chicks. I need side chicks in each area of the area code, you know?
So, let's discuss tell people what we're discussing. Not even like a warning. I open up my text and Chad's like, oh, I was on another show. And most people would tell their co-hosts they were on another show, but not Chad.
Oh, no, because my uncle, who I can't say, but he can't tell it, say he's going to do his own show, but he started his own podcast. He hasn't even gone public with his podcast. Yeah, he's out in Tennessee. He's just starting out in the comedy scene out there, but he's already had like a reputation over there for like as a stand-up comedian and whatnot. And he's like, hey, you want to come up and like do a thing? He has a nice little getup even. But he's like, what do you want to be? I'll be his first public interview.
Hold on. A nice little getup. Let's break that down for me, please.
Say that one more time.
What does a getup mean? What for you? What is the nice little getup?
What you mean, like getup? Like
I don't know what that means. You said that he's got a nice little getup. I don't know what that means.
Oh, he has a nice little getup. He's like he's starting out his podcasting thing. He has like a Tascam mixer and hooks up his laptop. He has all the sound effects. The mic.
Oh, so you want sound effects? Is that what you're fucking telling me?
Sound effects are nice.
Let's okay, you're getting production. Sound effects. You wait till I fucking edit this shit. I'm going to put fart every time you talk and you're... and that'll be the end of chat.
It's like, I want my stuff sound like a morning talk show. Oh, Jesus.
Is that what you want? Now you bring this up in the middle of recording. You're like, oh, I want sound effects. Well, if you give me some time to work on this stuff, I would have sound effects for you. But no, you cheat on me and just randomly tell me, hoping I'd forget by the time of recording.
I thought old age would kick in, you know, like dementia and Alzheimer's and, you know, Canadians. It's like, oh, he'll have a sugar high from all the maple syrup. He'll probably forget eventually.
Yeah, and ride my moose, yes.
Maybe he suffered a couple ice hockey injuries that he'll forget. I'm like, I don't know. Wayne Gretzky might be a buddy, hit you a couple times with a puck.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Gretzky's my buddy, and I'm doing 20 minutes with Chad. Not 20 minutes with Gretzky. No, 20 minutes with Chad, because me and Wayne are tight. Yes, of course.
Well, you never know. First name basis. All you Canadians are friends. It's about time.
About like, time, we, you know, we go outside, we ride the moose, we trade maple syrup recipes.
All the maple syrup, you know, all the
look at me. Spookity. We got some poutine. You want some poutine? Poutine? Come on, American, we got poutine.
I don't know. You guys are all like moose huggers and, you know.
Hey, look, we got Justin Trudeau. He don't like truckers. He don't go there.
Justin Trudeau. So, everyone's going to be listening to episode 2 like, what the F is wrong with these guys?
So, your uncle has a podcast.
Yes.
Now, what's his podcast about since he has you on it? Probably not much.
No, because like it's still in the early stages, but it's like inside. It's like something like inside jokes with comedians. So he has all he only does really.
So he thinks you're funny?
Right? I know.
Well, there's a mistake right there. He should have me on.
And we're related, which is even more confusing. Like, cause
are you sure you're not adopted?
I always wish, but okay. We all look alike. We all look alike. Sadly,
Does he have the same last name?
No, last names are not the same. But we got that Guido look. We're Italian.
So it's on your mom's side. Okay, we got it. Yeah, so this is your mom's brother.
Yes.
Well, he might actually be funny because her son's not.
Well, yeah, all my uncles are funny because they're all retarded. like my one uncle, like the one that interviewed me, he's really sarcastic. And I interviewed my cousin. That's his dad. But
your cousin's funny.
No, because that's my cousin's dad who started it. He just started doing comedy for a few months now. And I helped him out.
And he already makes more money than you. How about
pretty much? He's already getting feature gigs in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he has that, and he has like a bunch of like, he's like, but yeah, he's already like making a name for himself and stuff over there. And he's only doing it part time. So it's just like, it's just like, it's crazy, man. I'm like, okay, cool. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. But the podcast supposed to hopefully air in a week or two. He wants to edit. He edits it. Like, he records for like an hour. He edits it all together. He has segments. He has fake commercials and stuff in it. And yeah.
Sounds like he's actually unemployed because he's having a lot of time.
He's retired. No, he's retired. Oh,
now we got it. He's got nothing else to do. No, I get it.
Like, he's retired.
He's sick of like trying to inbreed with his rest of the relatives, so he's got a podcast. I get how it works.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm out of here, out of California to Tennessee. Yeah, he has his own little podcast.
Wait, was he born? Was your mom born in California?
Yeah, all of them were.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, all of us were from the San Francisco Bay Area, bro.
Because none of you guys have ever seen snow, so.
Oh, we see snow. Northern California has snow. We just don't like the snow.
It's not really snow in Northern California. Is it real snow?
It does snow. Northern California, it does snow. And that's some parts of SoCal, too, like Bear Mountain and all that stuff.
Okay, you had mountain is the operative word there.
Yeah, and we have a lot of mountains in California.
So in SoCal, Northern California, where does it snow? Like San Jose?
No, way up towards like Tahoe and stuff.
I thought that was Lake Tahoe was like Utah or something.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, bro, I'm recording a podcast.
Listen, you're California. Is that what you call you guys self? You just call yourselves, I've spent too much time in the sun.
You know, it's for California. Yes, it snows.
As a Canadian, I'm looking at California as the home of the shoplifter. Because I can steal up to $999 and not get busted.
Well, that's pretty much like, it sounds like freaking California. Because California could do like $500 or something.
And then no. Like, I looked it up. It's $1,000 before you guys do something to me.
Yeah, no, because they charge it as a felony. Because they don't want to charge you for
misdemeanor. I can go to my local convenience store and steal like 400 Mars bars, because that's only $400. And then they can't do anything
about it. What you guys have up there is Mars bars?
I don't know. I'm trying to think
of Mars bars? What the hell is that? I'm thinking like Americans, Mars bars? Like what?
You don't have Mars bars?
What is this, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
What am I, still Butterfingers? Sorry, I get Bart Simpson.
We have Butterfingers. We have like real candy made by Hershey, you know. But Mars bars? What kind of moose knuckle thing is that? Oh, we got Mars
bars. Well, listen, I'll go get that, steal some Mars bars and a Coke. And there's nothing they can do about it. They can't shoot me.
Nope.
That's really much.
I don't know. I'm like, they can't. The cops won't. We can't.
Really? So the cops won't even stop me?
No, cops won't. No. They're like, they don't want to do the paperwork shoot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because it's considered harassment. Because California, everyone sues everyone. Like, oh my God, the cop gave me a weird look. I feel harassed. It's like that fucking Zoe Kravitz bullshit. I didn't get that role in The Dark Knight Rises because I was too urban. No, bitch, because you fucking suck.
Well, isn't she in the new Batman movie?
Yeah, but she's bitching and moaning about roles she didn't get in the past. Like, I got rejected for being too urban. No, probably because you were like, you sucked. And then she was bitching about Little Pretty Liars, where she was like, I felt very outplaced in a white place we filmed. They shot in Monterey, California. I'm like, bitch, Monterey is the most liberal fucking getaway. I'm like, in Northern California Bay Area. I'm like, this bitch needs to get off of drugs or something.
You got to help me out a bit. Sorry, us Canadians get lost. I know where San Francisco is. I know where LA is. Is it in between those two?
No, it's okay. So, you know, there's a whole ocean alongside of California, right?
Yes, and Disney World is Disneyland's there.
See, Monterey, it's a little section that's like nature, but outside of San Francisco, maybe like 30 minutes or something.
So it's up near wine country.
No, it's south of that. So wine country is north. So, yeah, north. Wine country is north of San Francisco.
Is that like Laguna Beach?
The fuck? Laguna Beach is in SoCal.
I have no idea.
Laguna Beach is like Orange County or something.
Oh, see, I know Orange County. Jack Black's in Orange County. I don't know.
I'm like, Laguna Beach is towards Orange County. I'm like, oh, it's a beach, like in SoCal. But no, Monterey is like a little like redwood forest area.
Oh, so San Francisco. South.
Yeah, it's San Francisco.
You but know, the only reason why I know redwood forests are in San Francisco? Cruising USA video game. That's the only reason why I have any idea where it is.
And people wonder why I cheat on with them other podcasts. It's like talking to the dumb blonde. It's like, oh, she doesn't know anything. Let's hook up with a Latina or someone, a little more ethnic, like sass, you know, got a hooray, like, look for something a little spicy.
Well, that ain't the blonde show because she has TikTokers God. On.
Jesus Christ. Don't get me started on her.
We got 5 minutes. You can go nuts.
So listen, like I have nothing wrong with her and stuff, but when she always comes at me on my Twitter for some reason, about the Kickstarter thing, that kind of like tugged my short and curlies because I personally don't like crowdfunding. I'm never going to crowdfund my thing. She said, oh, well, you just don't know how to do it then. I'm like, bitch, I made a successful crowdfunding. And it's like, it's not because I'm stressful. I'm sorry I don't, you know, celebrity name drop and piggyback on people I supposedly know.
Hold on. She does know those people.
Oh, which there's nothing wrong with that. But that's like, you know, I have a 12-inch penis and you don't see me going around flaunting it. I'm like, that's pretty much what it's doing.
Well, isn't that like, what you were doing on the Pornhub when we couldn't see your head? It was just Chad feverishly masturbating?
Hey, man, short strokes, too. I'd be like, mm-hmm. My forearms are really, really strong. But, no, it's just like, yeah, I was like, really? I'm like, I didn't ask for anyone's opinion or even thing. Like, there's a difference between trolling and being funny and a dumbass to, like, saying, oh, putting your opinion or feedback. When I don't fucking want that, and I didn't even, that wasn't even that. It was my experience I was talking about. So it's just like, wow, okay. But, yeah, no, so I thought that was kind of, like, stupid. That kind of pissed me off. But I get a lot of people do that lately anyways, and I just look at them, I was like, I hope you guys get AIDS and get hit by a bus full of retards. Like, just end it all. Yes, you can imagine a bus full of retards on fire. And then having AIDS at the same time.
And you want me to go on other shows.
And without breaks, crash into them and catching fire. Boom. I know.
Do you see why I can't let you on other shows? This is why.
Why? Because I'm going to get canceled before I'm famous?
Oh, we're canceled already after that last statement.
Hey, man, they don't know how to organize. You just can't piss off the gay people. That's who knows how to organize.
But, okay. Wow.
Chad's batting 4,000. And don't worry, gay people. I support you. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm one of the many part of the community, whatever you want to call it. But, yes. So I sit there. I just kind of shake my head like, I hate when that happens. But, yeah. So the interview went really well. It was just like an hour and a half interview.
And an hour and a half you have for him. You have like 20 minutes for me. I see how it's working.
Well, he edits it down to like 30 to 45 minutes. Like he just takes everything again. And after each question segment, he just edits it down and everything and make a show out of that.
Which see, I don't edit my content because I want my guests to have their full experience.
Full experience?
Yeah.
I wish I get a full experience. Like
you get nothing. You get 20 minutes. Does he even have a t-shirt? Like 20 minutes with Chad has a t-shirt.
No,
available on our TeePublic store.
And much as that is like that, I'm like, I need to get that to my mom too. You keep forgetting to send me that link.
It's like, at the TeePublic store.
I was FaceTiming the other day and she was wearing a shirt. You know how awkward it is to stare at my ugly ass self in a shirt when I'm talking?
I love it.
Creepy, man. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, my mom's wearing my face on her shirt, and I can't stop looking at it. I don't know if I'm this narcissist or I just have like unresolved issues for some reason.
I love it.
It's just like, you'd be paying for my therapy in Canadian dollars.
Oh, that is easy. That's like $4.
You're right.
Unlike you, I get free health care, so I'll just give you my card. You can just go.
I get free health care too. I don't make no money here. But
we actually have real health care that we don't have to like.
Yeah.
I just get it.
Mine sucks bad. So I'm just like, yeah. But it is what it is. I still haven't died yet, so I guess that is a good thing, I guess.
So you might make it to season 3, spot 6 is what you're trying to say right now?
Wow, I thought Canadians were good at math too. Like what?
We're
what
in 5.
Are you stroking out over there? We're in season 5, episode 2, I know. And I'm the one that has 3 heart attacks and a temporary stroke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone's getting a diabetic shock.
I'm not texting my friends or my bestie. I'm not your bestie. I'm good with that. But I'm just going to put it all on Facebook. Ha, ha, ha. Really?
Oh, but you know, I was like... when you get like, we're all gonna start drinking now.
Okay. But, did you have that meeting? I'm going to discuss, even though if I'm allowed to or not.
For this episode or next episode?
This episode, I'm going to finish off with the meeting. Did you have the meeting? Can I mention what the meeting is?
Which one? The manager meeting?
That's the one.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow. I have to do it tomorrow morning. So that's why I was trying to get all my shit done today because. I have to, like, it's weird. It's like, I don't know if they're going to listen to this because I'm like, I don't think they Googled search me yet. Because I told them, like, I think that's what, like, a lot, because I talked to a lot of managers a few weeks ago. And I think I seriously scared a lot of them off. I was actually shocked that this one came back because they sent me, like, a questionnaire, like, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks. And I filled it out and I was just like, why don't you just Google me and get all your information there and actually do the job and like know what I'm capable of. But I'm like, I'm trying to be optimistic about it, like I said, but I have a very specific route I'm going, so that's the only thing that's kind of like I'm trying to go with a positive mind, but I'm also very skeptical because it is a smaller company, they're newish. There's certain elements of the company that I like. That's the reason why I emailed them at first and got them to show that I was interested, and they got interested in me that way. But it's just like I'm supposed to meet them at a Coffee Bean in Northridge, hopefully. So that's where we're meeting because they don't have an office facility.
I'm gonna back this up again. What the hell's a Northridge?
Northridge is where the talent management company is located. Well, that's where they're located technically.
Okay, you live in a certain area. This is just another suburb of.
This is another area of LA. LA's freaking huge, man. LA, I know.
I've been there. You didn't come to visit me, but I've been there.
LA, there's Northridge, and Saint Encino.
I thought Encino was a city.
Well, it's a community. It's not really a city now.
No, because I saw Encino Man. Everything I know about LA is from movies.
Valley Village. Valley Village, too. Valley Village. They're all divisions of L.A.
Got it. Okay, yeah, you're done. Huge. I don't care anymore. All right, you're leaving. Get out.
I'm a whore.
Oh, we know that.